In 1925, a man sold the Eiffel Tower for scrap metal. He didn't own it. He didn't work for the city. He just read a newspaper. So the article said Paris was struggling to maintain the aging tower. Repainting it cost a fortune, and a few voices had started asking aloud whether the thing should simply come down. Victor Lustig saw an opening. He hired a forger to print fake government stationery. Then he posed as the deputy director general of the Ministry of Posts and Telegraphs and invited a handful of the city's top scrap dealers to a quiet meeting at a Grand Paris Hotel. The pitch was simple. The tower was too expensive to keep. The government had decided to sell it for scrap, more than 7,000 tons of iron, but the deal was politically sensitive, so everything had to stay secret. Lustig studied the room and picked his mark. André Poisson, a dealer desperate to break into the Parisian elite. Then came the masterstroke. He pulled Poisson aside and asked for a bribe, a little something to grease the wheels. That bribe is what sealed it. A crooked official quietly asking for a kickback felt completely real. Poisson handed over the payment for the tower, plus the bribe on top. Lustig boarded a train to Vienna with the cash. Poisson never called the police. He was too ashamed to admit he'd bought a national monument from a stranger in a hotel room. So Lustig came back. Weeks later, he tried to sell the Eiffel Tower a second time. That mark got suspicious and tipped off the police, and Lustig fled to America. There, he conned Al Capone, ran a counterfeiting ring, and finally landed in Alcatraz, where he died in 1947. He talked a man into buying a landmark he didn't own, then charged him a bribe for the privilege, and the man said thank you